USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American people are hurting. We're in the thick of one of the worst national crises in modern memory.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking there on the Senate floor on Wednesday regarding a new coronavirus stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican continues.
They need the House and the Senate to stop chasing our tails and make a law. We've spent July, August, September, October, and November trying different ways to create common ground.
Federal antitrust authorities in dozens of states are filing antitrust lawsuits accusing Facebook of illegally trampling competitors and buying up emerging rivals to secure the dominance of its 2.7 million member social network. The FTC is expected to file its own suit against Facebook in D.C. federal court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A California restaurant owner's outrage over Los Angeles County's new outdoor dining ban is going viral after she posted an emotional video online. Angela Mardson, owner of the Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill in Sherman Oaks, posted a video that showed a production company was set up right next to hers and they were allowed to be open. Meanwhile, she had to close the Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill down. She joins MSNBC and says this isn't about politics.
It's about people, and that's what I keep trying to say. I don't blame Good Girl Productions or whoever was filming there. Like, the entertainment industry has been decimated. They need to work, you know. Mm-hmm. But small businesses, we are destitute. I mean, we're looking at something worse than the Great Depression.
Canadian health officials are approving the coronavirus vaccine developed by drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A Democrat sitting on the House Intelligence Committee is said to have been compromised by a Chinese spy.
Axios reported on Monday that a Chinese spy named Fang Fang, or Christine Fang, targeted up-and-coming local politicians, including Democrat congressman from California, Eric Swalwell. It's suspected Fang was gathering intel for China as she courted and slept with up-and-coming politicians. Swalwell refused to discuss his relationship with Fang after the publication reported that she had sexual relations with at least two other politicians. In his defense, Mr. Swalwell blamed President Trump. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A little bit more in depth on this story, Texas AG Ken Paxton tells Fox News this story doesn't surprise him in the least.
You know, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all if China was trying to infiltrate our political system. We hear about Russia all the time in the Trump administration, but this is a reality, and I think ongoing we'll see China trying to find ways to infiltrate our political system as they grow in influence around the world.
President-elect Joe Biden is formally introducing his pick for defense secretary. Retired four-star General Lloyd Austin will be the first African-American to run the Pentagon if he is confirmed by the Senate.
In my judgment, there's no question that he is the right person for this job at the right moment, leading the Department of Defense at this moment in our nation's history.
Austin retired from military service in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.